Sam de pokoj, sorry. Premier Wise Bath.
Hockey Pass. Not so practical, that one. Hockey Bread. Another one was... he should eat his bread, not at the same time as everyone else. Start eating bread, let's say at home. So he's not starved for everyone. And number three is... He should... Another option is to have in mind not to starve. Number four was another 8 days to finish for everyone else. Number five, your mummy stack. We said you can beg without joining in. Wicked advice. That was the fifth one. It's not ideal. Okay. Then we moved on to a case of someone forgot to make him a sumun. He benched ahead. It was a 3 week eating bread, and one person started benching. And in a minute of benching, he realized not making a sumun. So we said that halacha is, Chai Adam says the best thing to do is for him to finish benching, and then he can win shatter. He can join in after he finishes benching. So he finishes benching, and then he joins in.
He does the same thing with 10 people.
Yeah, that's the same thing with 10 people.
Yeah.
If three of the 10 are going to bench by the same thing, certainly one, but up to three, yeah. Yeah? So last time we just had this halacha, I want to see what happens. So here, find here. Some people told me they had this meaning of waiting by Azor Sakur. I just found it. I found it last time. He says the best thing the Chayadam says is to wait till after the Ben Ali Hasri. And he means over here. It's become a custom, some people wait to the end of Hazon. But it's much better to wait till the end of Ali Hasri. So some people have this meaning, I don't know where it comes from, this thing, that after Hazon Sakol, they make a Muzum. The Chayri, he says, it comes from something like this, I'm a Chayri for this, but it's better, ideally, to wait till after Ali Chasrinu. That was what we said last time, yeah? And the same is by Hazon and Sakur, the same is by Retel as well, yeah? Then we finished off last time. Now this whole shtick of Torah of three people who are eating and one bench already ahead, that only works if the third person who benched ahead was eating bread.
You benched?
No. Let's say the person who had cake by mistake benched ahead. And that doesn't work. It won't work. It's only if the third person, if the person who benched was the one who had pass, and who had to deal with 10, if the three people who benched are the ones, they must be the ones having pass. Okay, that's what we got up to last time on it. Yeah, what are you saying?
Pass third, I was just saying, is a middle of that.
Of course, you can also do it. There's no problem. You can join right through. Yeah, you can join right through.
Even when he's finished.
Yeah, and the Chasrin is the earliest time to stop. I might say carry on further.
If you finish benching.
Yeah, he's asked a question, Chayim, and I said, why am I just the guy finished benching completely? He got to Issa Sholom and he realized he's not made him a Zuman. So you can also join. It's all part, it's still the nicer, so I think it's one hemshah. As far as I know, yeah? Okay, anyways, let's move on to the new thing today. And that is, we said earlier a long time ago, that Maisa, the Chiyuv Zimun is where three people sit down, attempt to sit down to eat at a table together. That is where there is a Chiyuv Zimun. Then you've got Mahoy, you all eat together, then there's a Chiyuv to make Zuman. Generally, when people eat at separate tables, they're not mitzvah for each other. We'll see exceptions to this, but generally speaking, this is the guideline. Eating at one table is a kavias, and you all have to bench together to make a mezuzah. If you're eating at separate tables, generally speaking, a separate table shows you don't want to join together with another person, and in such a case there, you do not join, the tables don't join. So you've got two people on one table, one person on another table, they don't join. Sorry? Oh, well, so there are a few exceptions to this. And the first exception to this is when you're sitting at different tables because of lack of space. So a good example is a chasna, really. The maestro, people want to be all together. A person to the balabos invites everyone to come together. The maestro, it's possible not only for everyone to sit together. So the maestro, they have different tables for people to sit on. That is not chasna, at different tables. And therefore, even though you have different tables, all the people can join together. So you've got, let's say, three on this table. Just imagine you've got three on this table, three on that table, three on that table. The mice, no problem, they can join. If they get 10 in total, you can make a tziruv of a mezuman with 10 people. Because the mice at a different table, there's not chesorim. Who had in someone's house, for example, serving them with a kind of horror spot in Mishpacha, and they had to put on different tables. And by the way, everyone's meant to be eating together. And therefore, there's no chisorim in such a case. However, they want to be separate, then that's much worse. Now, I'm not sure how this works, so I'll try to ask a rabbi, which will be Moshe, but Moshe, let's say a hotel. So you're eating at a hotel, and on your table you've got Mishpachas, three people over bar mitzvah, another table is another four people over bar mitzvah, and another table is another three people over bar mitzvah. Can you join all together?
Yeah,
there, it's very interesting, but nicely, they do eat separately there. In a hotel, as far as I understand there, you're eating separately.
Why in own balabos? No.
What?
You're own balabos, you want balabos. Here, you're own balabos on the table.
By hotel. But first, you're not mummy showing about it because they're the same there, Moshe. They serve the soup at one time, probably. Everyone has to have the soup at that time, no? You're not mummy showing about
really,
a
no,
boss.
Not really.
And also, you have to, I think the boss says actually, yeah, it's in a mice in a hurry. Pastures at a hotel, you don't join together. You can't join together. Unless, let's say, for example, there's a communal seder, where you have a communal meal, then the chore, they do join together. Because they're not meant to be together. Yeah? Now, what would you say in a boy's side if you're in a hotel together, ordering some tables, but you sing Zemiras together?
I wouldn't say
Moshe?
No, Chiyah
Zemir.
Like, sometimes
Zemir is not Chiyah
Zemir.
Zemir is not
Chiyah
Zemir.
Why is
it not Chiyah Zemir?
I don't know why.
Zemir is catching on.
Zemir, the Ramosna says, the Zemir is together is nothing. That's not a fact that you're joined together. And therefore, the fact that you're seeing these meals together does not make you as one big family.
No, but if the owner of a hotel says,
what?
On Friday night, if the owner of a hotel says, or the one who's managing the hotel, says, on Friday night, everyone comes at the same time, and it's has kiddush for everyone, and chala, then that's it. Even though every table has a chalot.
Yeah, I understand, but you still can't join me on your table. I don't want to sit with you on your table, I want to be with my family on my table. The Balaam boss said he's only spending his once, he's only serving Chala once, but that doesn't make us all together.
So if you're in a hotel, make your own kiddush
one person. I don't know, make you to one. The fact that the Balaam boss decides he's going to serve the kiddush one, there's only one set of the kiddush, there's only one distribution of Chala, there's only one chicken.
Because he wants to have more of an atmosphere. Not because he wants to serve, because it's easier to serve. It's because he wants to say, oh, Shabbat.
Have you ever been to Chala? Have you ever been to Chala?
But even if you're right, you can't make that. You can't force me on my table to do stuff with another person. I've got nothing to do with it. I have a friend who I did my friends in a restaurant. Okay, it's not the same try in a restaurant. You go to a restaurant. I'm not certain if you say this. I'm not expert, but I would assume that in a restaurant, different tables are everyone's to himself.
Plus, everybody eats at different time.
Let's say you happen to come at the same time as the guy next to you. The Maisa is a separate table, and therefore it doesn't join. I must say there's a Chiddush. That I find a Chiddush actually. What happens if you come to a restaurant? The Maisa, I come to a restaurant, I sit down at my table, I start my sandwich for myself, and then there's no room for anyone else to come, so the owner puts another person next to me on my table. 2 minutes later, someone else comes on my table and sits there. So at the end of the day, there's three people on one table. Now, the thing is, I've got nothing to do with him. Really.
Get a discount.
What?
You should get a discount.
I should never get a discount. I won't be going there again, don't think. I can tell you that. Definitely won't be going there again, don't think.
Well, but easy the sandwich in the restaurant.
What?
You're doing easy the sandwich in the restaurant.
Okay, so I'm having steak with a salad. Mice there is a finish, actually. I think that's from the mission. Where's my board? That if you're on one table, the table is correct. The fact that you're on one table together, that makes you correct. What?
The Poilem used to sit together.
Who?
The
Poilem,
the worker, used to sit together and make results.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Well,
that's a good shout, actually. They might say, they come to sit together. First of all, there could be workers together, they might want to schmooze together at the table. That's a bit different, actually. When you go to a restaurant, a hotel, so one friend not meant to be the other, but workers who are working together, they could be, might want to be joined together at the table. Yeah. So that might even on different tables might be better if they're all combining with each other. I'm talking about someone's got nothing to do with the other person. He comes to the restaurant and the only place he's got to sit down for his, I thought it was burger, is a, what do you call it, a table. And someone else comes and joins him on that table. Someone else comes and joins him on that table. I've got nothing to do with that person. But since we're all on one table, that could be a conveyor itself. That's a Kiddush. Yeah? A yeshiva, it's also very hard to know. It's a long time ago since I was in yeshiva. But what happens, let's talk about, as far as I remember, the yeshiva I was, the master, they had a long, long table going right across, all the way, let's say, all the way down here. So you had some bochum sitting on one table down here, one. Yeah, let's imagine you've got a long strip of tables all the way here. One table over the other way. Even on the table you are, that could be maybe your mishtatav. On the table that you're eating with your friend, that would be better. But this table is doing another table. So therefore, if you've got five on one table and five on another table, you can't make a zimun of 10. But if you've got 10 on one table, lechur, that's much better. And that lechur, you could make a zimun.
You just said it was one long table.
Yeah, but you have one
you mean
one long
session.
Five can be shattered with the ten.
That's a good shadow. I can't remember what happened there. That's a really good shadow. Once you've got ten for making a mazuman, I think the other five came. I can't remember. That's a good question. Let's write it down. It's a good question. Someone spoke about it, actually. And once you've got... He's not asking the maestro. Let's say in that hall, the maestro,
you've
got... No,
Kesha, you just said another
name. I know, but the maestro only being made for zuman. Can you answer with it?
Can you answer? Could you change around when you like to make a zuman with ten of us together?
I can't remember what happens. I'll have to check it out. Oh, my pen's not working. So if you have Simcha, you have to remind me. My pen's not working. Yeah, you have to remind me. Moish, you can write it down. Yeah?
You've got two pens there.
Yeah, there's a pen. I'm writing pen.
Here, here's my pen.
Oh, I'll show you, Moish.
All my pens. I don't know
where my eyes went.
I've got all my
pens. Okay, Moish, just write it
down.
Thanks very much.
Just write it down.
No, I can't write it down.
Well, I'll write it down.
Oh, you write it down. That's correct, yeah. Okay, that is the lochas of Mishtatav. So, and yeshiva, though, is interesting. Exactly. When it comes to Shabbos in yeshiva, there, pashtus, everybody together. Then there's no shabbos. It's interesting. During the week, what happens is the people are eating separately, and you can't join one table to the other. But on Shabbos, where everyone's coming together to eat, then the chayes, one communal gathering, there everyone starts together.
So you were staying together, like in the hotel,
when
you only
want to
take everyone together on Shabbos.
But I'll tell you, my friend, in a hotel, I haven't been there to this hotel yet, but in a hotel, I don't think the person sitting at this table wants anything to do with the other guy on the other table.
He's not interested. You know, Shabbos is different. I'm sorry, I don't know where you, what do you mean, but...
What, you think on Shabbos is not a joint?
You have many threads, they together on Shabbos.
Okay, you have to know he's right. If it's taka true that on Shabbos you want to all combine together, which I don't think is true,
you don't.
Right.
You don't.
I don't.
It's the whole family.
If someone's making a simcha in a hotel and he's invited you to come along, that's like a chassid. Anyone's invited you to come, that's poshut. I'm talking about you go to a hotel and you're eating at your table and others are eating at their table, even though it's Shabbos, but I don't think you want to be mishtatzer for them.
If you wish them Shabbat Shalom, does it make a difference?
Okay, he's English. My house, my
castle. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay,
the French are more friendly. Yeah, French are more friendly.
It still depends which hotel.
Yeah, it could well be depends. Yeah. It's very possible to depend. I'll tell you that. I think what you do have to send me to a hotel, to two hotels. I think that comes out. That's why I did it.
Right.
Or expensive places. That's why I think it'd be a good idea. That's number one. Right, very good. That's the high office of yeshiva there. Right, now this is the next bit, it's very interesting, halacha. I must say, I don't even understand this exactly, but I have to read out what halacha is. That's claw, if we are walking together, let's say on a hike, and we're all eating our bread, I'm not saying you should do it, let's say you do. Can you start the zimun?
If you're walking.
Walking.
What are you eating now?
You're eating yourself while you're walking up the mountain. Climbing Snowden, and we're all having our sandwiches. Climbing up the mountain. Let's see if we can find halacha. There's a very interesting halacha this over here. Kuf Samar Zayin, the base.
What place is your base?
Yeah, where's the bench?
When you finish eating.
If the bench know where you started.
No, my friend. You are a traveller. A traveller is not Kuvayah Bokum. That's the important halacha. That's very important.
So after finishing my hike,
the mountain.
Do I have to take a Greek afternoon?
Greek afternoon is when, Rishi? After what?
Definitely.
You better sit down, boys. This is an item. This is a very interesting halacha. This actually over here. Him or your Reichwin, whatever Reichwin, if they're riding, and they say, come, let's eat together. They can join together if they're riding. They stopped. So we're all going on a donkey, and we're having our sandwiches on the saddle there, and we say, you know what, let's stop for a few minutes, have some sandwiches. So we all stop. Then we are start. Push it. Says the Mechaber. Your base. If they're eating and they're walking, then loy. That does not join together. Because walking is mevakel the kavias. You can't be called joined together when you're walking. So far, so good.
Is it different if you walk on a chamor or you're walking next to each other?
No, because you're walking on the chamor. The chamor is moving, you also can't do it. It has to be the chamor
side. That's what I mean. But when you walk, you actually group of three or five walking together.
I don't know the difference. I mean, what's the Mechaber says? He says over here. No, it doesn't help. He says walking's got halicha mevach lakavius. Walking is about lakavius. Says the Mogen Avraham, I've got a big sobik. What about if someone's going in a car, in a wagon? Now we're all in a wagon.
And
we're all in a family. It could be one family.
Sitting together.
All sitting together. But the wagon's moving. And we're eating our bread sandwiches. Anyone in a wagon
you're sitting,
eating their bread
sandwiches.
You're sitting.
No,
it's really near.
Same thing,
people just get on the table. Yeah, was at the table. Rabbi,
I don't think you heard
my case properly. You're in a room. Rabbi, let me repeat the case. I'm going to go back to the donkey case and you can tell me why it's different. The donkey's case was, they were riding on a donkey and they said, let's eat. Listen carefully. Kiven sh'ondu b'mokim echot.
What does that mean?
Ah, Moshe, very good. Because they stopped in one place. That means if the donkey is carrying on going, you're not stuck.
What is that?
The wagon.
Well, see, the donkey is carrying on walking, you can't join together from a zoom.
He's sitting on a train, on a plane.
You can't. Oh, I can't do that. See what you're saying. Hold on a minute. Therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, what happens if you're in an Agola? Not static, that's claw clamping. Right. Now, one stops, you're stuck in traffic, and you eat a kazayas inside the car, and each one has a kazayas. There's no shiler you can make a mazuk. You stopped, the same as the donkeys. Right. The question over here is, what happens in the car? You're going all the way to London. You're in a big, big rush, you've got a meeting to get to, you've got a hassle to get to Baruch Hashem, and there's no time for stopping. We're going in a hard shoulder, we're going anywhere to get there quickly. No time for stopping at all. And we're having a three of us in a car. Oh, you're on a coach? Maybe. Let's talk about a car for a time. You're in a car, and you're going down in the car, and the mice that you have your sandwiches, Moishi, can you make a mazuman?
Yes.
I said to someone, this shy place, and you can't see any shiloh whatsoever. It's posher, it's mutter. I had such a good feeling. I said, I want to show you something here, my friend. I showed him Mr. Brewer. What?
If the guy's in the back, I could understand the joint together. It's not obvious the driver would focus on the road. If he might have something, he seems to be
standing
to
the area. What's Mr. Bruno? I'm sure you're about a driver. Says the Mr. Bruno, the Mogen Avraham has got a sopik. If someone's getting Yoshua by God, they're sitting in one wagon, but everyone knows what can. They all say to you, let's go and eat together. They do eat together. Mistapik ha Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham's got a sopik. Esher de mitstarvni. Maybe they do join together. The Abagadam Alman, they say about Golik Maradomi, since normally travelling doesn't help. Mikomon, Kirishan Koponim, Kulam Yoshrim, Bagorachas, sitting down together in one group, maybe it does help, or maybe not. Mogen Avraham does not answer that shot. Now, when I was got a big shy, Mr. Brewer brings Elia Rabba is noita la hokum, it's not clear. Mr. Brewer is not clear at all what to do. So, a boy's side, you'll have to wait till next time to find out what to do. But why is the problem? Then you have to ask yourself, is a train, or is a coach, is a boat, or is a plane, only one of these, are they better?
They're all the same.
But I'll tell you one thing, a car is a stopping in the Mogen Avraham. And the same as I've got, I can't say anything between a wagon and a car. Unless someone's got a good score, why there should be a difference between a wagon and a car, but the Chayra, it's the same thing. Okay, what's your side?
Well,